Fantastic. It's great to be with you this morning, church. Let me just pray before I start. Father, we cast our minds to Calvary, Lord Jesus, where you, Jesus, bled and died for me, Lord Jesus. Thank you that you hold the victory, Lord Jesus. Thank you that at Calvary, you put on the victor's crown, Lord Jesus. Thank you that you stand in all authority. I pray that you would be speaking through me today, Lord Jesus, and into people's hearts, Lord Jesus, that we would be a bold church for you, Lord Jesus. In your precious name, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so today we're going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to speak for about 15 minutes, and then Zoe is going to come and lead about 10 minutes of prayer time, where we get into little groups and pray. Most people will know that I grew up in Manchester and Zoe grew up in Manchester. And the things that happened 2 weeks ago, the terrorist attack that happened 2 weeks ago, really shook us, I guess. It really hit home and was a bit of a shock to us, to be honest. When it's your hometown, you just start thinking, and I guess we've got it this morning, it's our hometown, and you know, terrorist darkness has had its way. Now, I for one believe that Jesus wants to have his way, that Jesus's government is going to expand from generation to generation, that it's going to come onto earth, that he told us to pray for heaven to come to earth. Now, when I was praying it through in my personal time, God led me to a passage in John 16, and it's the passage in, so 15 and 16 is where Jesus is talking to the disciples just after the Last Supper. And it's just when Jesus is encouraging his disciples to carry on despite problems. And I came across this verse, and it says, so John 16, verse 2 to 4, says, "They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God. And they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me. But I have said these things to you, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you." I was struck by this because actually what Jesus says is this. The reason they're doing it is because they do not recognize the Father and they do not recognize the Son. And that's the revelation as Christians that we have. We have the revelation of God is Father. He is the one that loves us. He is the one that cares for us. But he's not just Father who loves Christians. He's a Father who loves the world. He's a Father that so loves every created thing that he has made. He's a Father that's love is so deep that we can know it despite sin. The prodigal son is a story where a loving father runs towards a sinful son because his eyes are looking out for him. The revelation that we have is this, that he loved us so much that he sent his only son down for our sake. So we have the revelation of the Father and we have the revelation of the Son. The Son Jesus came down and died on a cross for us in our place. We have the revelation that we can now be called children of God because of Jesus. That's the revelation that the church holds. The hope for this nation is that revelation. The thing that will transform this nation is knowing the revelation of the Father and the Son. The reason that people do these terrible things is because they have not got the revelation that God is a loving Father, a loving Father that sent his Son down to earth. That's why people do it, because they don't have that revelation. And I found myself praying for these terrorists, that God would come to them in dreams, that he would change their hearts, because that's the only way that Islam and terrorism or extreme Islam is going to be stopped. By a revelation of the Father.
That's right.
Not a judge, a Father. And the revelation of the Son.
Yeah.
But the only way that's going to happen is if we as a church and the church across London and the church across the UK and the church across the world rises up in what we have had revealed to us. Okay, I'm gonna read 2 Corinthians 5, 16 to 21. Okay, from now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ God was reconciled to the world, reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Okay, so in this passage, we're really challenged to become ambassadors for God. We're challenged in our identity and we're challenged in our mission. I love the fact that there's a mixture in the verses of God really calling out and reminding you of what he has done for you and who he has made you to be. And then a tasking as well, a kind of a charge to you to be the ambassadors that he has made you to be. So I want to reflect on first identity and then second mission, because they're the two things that I think this passage covers. So if we go on to the next slide, the next one. Okay, so it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed, behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself. Do you know that you are a new creation? Do you know that through the gospel of Jesus and the love of the Father, he has made you new? He has completely transformed you from one thing that was dead to something that is alive. He has given you new life. He has put new life inside of you. He has made you a whole new person, a whole new person that is reconciled to the Father. There is nothing between you and the Father. There is nothing in the gap that is in the way between you and the Father. You have perfect relationship with God because of what Christ has done on that cross. Your identity is firm in Christ. You are the righteousness of Christ because of what Christ has done on that cross. You have that righteousness inside of you, complete righteousness. Your identity is not in who you are even, it's in what God has done for you, what God has made you. You have a new identity, complete and utter new identity. You are the light of the world. That's what Jesus says in Matthew 5. You are the light of the world. The next bit, or the verse before, says this: from now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. How do you regard yourself? What's your thought life like about who you are and about yourself? Is your identity caught up in your job? Is your identity caught up into your position within a family? Is your identity caught up in the fact that you're a father, a mother, a child of a father or a mother? Is your identity caught up into something that might not last? Is it caught up in marriage? Is it caught up in something that is so important to you that if you lost it, you would question everything else? Is your identity caught up in your sin? Do you identify yourself as a sinner? Do you identify yourself as, oh, do you know what, God couldn't love me because of my sin, because I have wronged God in this way, because I continue to wrong God in this way? Is your identity caught up in that, or is your identity caught up in this, that he has made you righteous? Because when your identity gets caught up in what the Father has said about you and what the Son has done for you, your security is not in anything other than him. Do you have that? And I'm talking honestly. I've gone through this process as preparing this preach. Have you thought through that process? If I lost my job today, where would my identity be? If I was on benefits, where would my identity be? If my child died, where would my identity be? If my marriage separated, where would my identity be? Would it be broken? Or would I know that I had this? My identity is firm in Christ. Now, that's not to say that other things do not matter. The other things are valuable things that God has put in your life. Okay, and you should cherish them, enjoy them, praise God for them. But where is your security? When we know our identity secure in the Father and the Son, that's when we can move on to the next thing. Because we need to have the message of reconciliation in our lives, Father and Son, so that we can reveal it to the world. That is the light that is inside of you. So the next one, he then moves on and he talks about, next one, okay. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us to implore you on behalf of Christ to be reconciled to God. What's an ambassador? It's up there. It's a bit of a cheat. An ambassador, okay. This is off Wikipedia, so it must be true. Okay? It says an ambassador is an official envoy, especially a highest-ranking diplomat who represents a state and is usually accredited to another sovereign state or to an international organization as the resident representative of their own government or sovereign, or appointed for a special and often temporary diplomatic assignment. The Bible says that you have been removed from the kingdom of darkness and placed into a kingdom of light. It then says that God sends you back to the kingdom of darkness to be a knight of the kingdom of light. To shine your light in dark places. God sends you out as an ambassador, someone he places authority on, to go into the kingdom of darkness to shine the light of Jesus. To reconcile and draw other people into the reconciliation that Jesus has to offer. The revelation that you have is not just for yourself, but it is for the world. In Philippians 1, Paul, I think it's Philippians 1 or 2, Paul says that he is confident that God has left him on this earth for the sake of other people. He says it would be better for me by far if I go back up to heaven and to be with God permanently. But I know that God has left me on this earth now for your sake. Has that been revealed to you about every situation that you walk into? You are on this earth now as God's children. And he sends you into every situation that you go into your work life, into your friendships, into everything. And he makes you an ambassador in that situation. You are Christ's ambassador on the earth. You are his representative on the earth. And you have the message of reconciliation within your hearts and souls. God wants to reconcile the world and people to himself. God wants to reconcile your friends and your family to himself. God wants to reconcile your colleagues to himself. God wants to reconcile extremist terrorists to himself. I have a hero, someone who I really like. His name's Brother Andrew. Brother Andrew spent years and years and years.
Is it you?
Yeah. I am my own hero. And you should be your own hero. But Brother Andrew spent years and years taking Bibles, smuggling them across borders into the communist nations. And there's many stories where he had boots full of Bibles. It was illegal to take Bibles in. He had boots full of Bibles. And often he would leave a Bible out and about so that he was saying, actually, I'm placing my trust in God, that when I go through this border control, they're not going to see. And he has numerous occasions where people open the boot, the guards on the border, and they open the boot full of Bibles. They're not hidden. They're just there. They just shut the boot and wave them through. Anyway, communism thankfully came to an end, and Bibles were allowed to go, so he kind of thought, okay, I need to think what's next. And he turned his eyes towards reaching out to Islamic extremism. I heard him speak in 2007. He'd just been over in Afghanistan, where he'd been building relationship with the Taliban. The line I remember from his talk is, when you're talking to a Taliban man, you have to put your arm around him, not so that he can know the love of Jesus, but because he can't fire his AK-47 at you if you're hugging him. But Brother Andrew built relationships with the Taliban, and he had this story of how he had just, the month before coming back, he had been invited to speak about the gospel at the graduation of the Taliban soldiers. Wow, isn't that incredible? It's amazing how God does this, and God puts his people into dark situations to shine light. That's what he's calling us to. He's calling us to go into dark situations and to shine our light, to shine the light that he has put inside of us. A few weeks ago, on a Friday morning, we pray every Friday morning, 6:30 till 7:30, if you like the morning, or if you don't and feel like a challenge, come and join us. It's a great time. It builds the church. But Duncan had a picture. He had a picture of a name card being placed on this land, which says reserved on it. That following Sunday, Linda had a picture. And she said she had a picture of God making a place at the table for us and making a place name for us at the table, the banqueting table of God. That was the same weekend. And I've been reflecting, what is God meaning about that? What did God mean about these two things that I think correlate with each other? It is significant that we are here as a church. It's significant that we as a corporate body are in this place, are in Colindale, as Christ's ambassador. This church as a corporate body is an ambassador for Christ in this place. And we as individuals are ambassadors for Christ everywhere we go. And what I have been doing is, after reflecting on it, is everywhere I go, if I feel a little bit out of my depth, so I work for the council and I sometimes go to meetings where I feel sometimes out of my depth, and then sometimes in the church I sometimes feel a little bit out of my depth. I just stand here and I put my name card down and I say, okay, I'm Christ's ambassador in this situation. God has put me here for this purpose. Whatever he's got for me, God, have your way in this place. Fantastic. Come on. And let me encourage you to do that when you go to see friends, when you go to see other people. Just sit down at the coffee table and just, people might think you're weird if you start doing it properly, but if you're lacking confidence in what God has done in you, just remember this. He has made you an ambassador for him. Yeah. I am God's child, his ambassador, in this place for him. Yeah. Put it on the table and sit in your authority. Yeah. And see what he'll do. Let your kingdom come, God. Let your kingdom come.